It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Here we go with another portable, practical episode of DocSmo.com, the pediatric blog designed to empower parents. I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, your host. Thank you for tuning in today. Topics around the subject of sleep are always important to parents, since so many parents get so little shut-eye. Long-term listeners probably remember my podcast called Straight Talk About Sleep in Infancy, where we discussed sleep training for infants. If you have an infant in your house, you don't want to miss that one. You may also remember a talk about toddler sleep called Sleep Beyond the Crib, which was designed to help parents with toddler-age, young school-age children who resist sleep. In that episode, I laid out a strategy to gently help children become independent in the going-to-sleep process. Well, today, I'm going to give you some tips on how to make sleep resistance by older school-age children easier on everyone, and at the same time, improve your child's chances of school success. Sounds like a pretty tall order, doesn't it? But actually, it's easy, as you will see in a moment. Let's get started, shall we? It seems like all children fight sleep. I know I did when I was a child. I didn't want to miss the action, and I always felt like I was being punished by being sent to bed. You may have some children in your family that feel the same way. We certainly did in our family. So here's one way you can deal with their sleep resistance. First, you need to establish a bedtime routine for your older children that is fairly consistent. Try and repeat the exact same steps every night so that your children know exactly what to expect. For instance, it's dinner and cleanup, then after-dinner activity like being read to or a game. Next, it's bed preparation of pajamas and teeth care, and then time to get into the bed. So far, so good, but now comes the trouble, the natural resistance to separation. Here comes the, I have to go to the bathroom, and the, I need a drink of water, and of course, the, I'm scared. You need to stay with me, kind of talk. Well, I recommend that you only put up with this very briefly and that you make it clear to your child that the excuses are over. Not a mas, no more. Well, after all this fussing, your child is probably anything but tired and can't understand why you are making them go to bed. Think about it from their perspective. Not tired, but being forced to go to bed? What's with this? To help your child and yourself, I recommend at this point that you give your child some control of their fate and tell them that they don't have to go to sleep. They just have to get in their bed. You will leave on some light for them, and they can read in their bed as long as they wish. Call their bluff and tell them that they can have what they want. No set bedtime. There's a set time to get in bed, but no set time to actually go to sleep. Make sure to provide them with plenty of reading material that they may like. Weekly trips to the library can really help here. If this strategy works like it did in my family, bedtime arguments will gradually fade away. Your children will become addicted to reading. Their language skills will go off the Richter scale. And their academic achievement will skyrocket, all because you stopped fighting with them about going to bed. Not bad, eh? Try and see for yourself. Your children may end up staying up later than you guys, but over time, they will adjust their actual sleep time to get enough sleep to be alert during the day. I promise. Portable, practical pediatrics is what I promised you and what I try and deliver in each PEDcast. I hope I succeeded today. I welcome your stories and comments at my blog, www.docsmo.com, or at my site on iTunes. This is Doc Smo recording from Studio 1E, hoping that bedtimes in your house are as quiet as a church mouse. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.